Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
See, we got a chance to chat with a terrific young player who, let's face it, you know, he was really good at Stanford, middle-round pick, and what he's become in the NFL probably, well, I don't think he's surprised, nor do I think the Packers are surprised because they liked him in the draft and they took him. In a lot of ways, he's probably further along than most thought he would be. He's been terrific, and that is Blake Martinez, just finished up his third year and is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Blake, how are you doing today?
Doing really well. Nice heated Arizona weather out of Wisconsin. So
yeah, yeah.
I can't complain.
Yeah, boy, playing golf. What are you doing? Chilling by the pool?
Nah, just got done working out, and then, just basically relaxing, hanging out with the little one.
Yeah, you know, Blake, nice. It's interesting you say that because some people stay where they get drafted. Like, you get drafted to – I got drafted to New York. I stayed – I never left, right? I just lived here all season. How many guys actually stay in Wisconsin for the on your team after the season's over? It can't be many because it gets cold as hell up there.
Yeah, I'd probably say maybe five.
Wow.
Because their kids are in school or they need to rehab with the team and that type of thing.
Yeah. But you're from Arizona, so obviously you go back home. Yeah, but let's start with the news of the team and the firing, agreeing to part ways with Mike McCarthy. How did you guys take that? Because we're starting to hear reports that, you know, there was a complacency that set in and all this, I don't know, rhetorical nonsense that sometimes just gets reported even if it's not true. What was the last few months like with Coach McCarthy?
I think for us, I feel like I was mainly on the defensive side, so I didn't really see too much of Coach McCarthy. But overall, I loved him as a coach. He was a great guy. He obviously gave me my opportunities that I've been able to have for my first 3 years. But I think overall, I think it was just a moment of needing change, needing a new kind of, I don't know, oomph to the environment, to the culture around the facilities and that type of thing that would just give guys more of a, I don't know, motivation or better outlook and add the, I guess, grind factor back in.
Yeah.
So we could get back to our winning ways.
Yeah, have you met Coach LaFleur yet? Has he been around? You probably haven't because you haven't been there, and he's probably just getting there himself. But do you know him at all or know about him?
I knew about him, but not too much about him in that sense. I mean, overall, these past week, I've learned a lot about him on Twitter. as much as you can learn.
Yeah.
I think he's an awesome guy. From things I've seen, his ability to try to just adapt to the given offensive world that we're moving towards in the NFL. I think his age, I think, is a big thing, in my opinion, just from the standpoint he's a young guy, able to kind of coexist with us and be kind of just like a player and build a great relationship in that aspect.
Yeah, no, it's interesting when you talk up with guys in social media. This is your head coach. You used to have to have a conversation with a man and shake his hand. Now you can just follow him and listen to what people are saying. You know, have you ever had a really young head coach like this? I don't know if not just in high school or in college. I know you didn't in college because it was
David Shaw,
probably a position coach maybe in the NFL. But how different is that from not a father figure, but an old head versus one of these young coaches who are, you know, 15 years older than you?
It's definitely interesting. I think it's definitely different for me. I don't think I've ever had a coach throughout my career that's been pretty, or at least close to my age in that sense. But overall, I just kind of observe a lot, and seeing the young coaches around the league, it just seems like they're always fired up on the sideline. Their players are feeding off it. No offense to the older guys. Maybe they can't move it like that as well. But overall, just kind of rallying and, like I said, once again, being like a player out there. And I think guys kind of get that, and it's infectious to everyone on the field.
So we're talking to Blake Martinez, a terrific young linebacker for the Packers, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I want to talk about your quarterback a little bit. We all know how gifted Aaron Rodgers might arguably be the most talented quarterback of all time when you throw in the arm, the instincts, the IQ, the ability to run, throw it against the grain. He's a stud. But we're miles from, I don't know, 1,200-1,500 miles away from Wisconsin, whatever it is here. So we kind of have to guess, and we kind of have to connect the dots. And I hope this doesn't come across the wrong way, but I really want an honest answer. I hope you can give us some perspective on this. I feel like, Blake, from the outside looking in, that Aaron Rodgers isn't necessarily one of the guys. He's a bit of a complex figure, certainly a deep thinker and cerebral, which I'm sure you could appreciate that having gone to Stanford. But, you know, is everybody down with Rodgers? It doesn't seem like it is from a distance. What is that like?
No, it's tough to see outside perspective, I guess. But I think if you are a player in the locker room with him, everyone loves him. He's a great guy. I think his persona that people see or whatever, see from the outside in, is just the thing of frustration because he's a winner. And it hasn't been like that in the past couple years. But when you're with him inside the locker room, he's always helping guys out. I remember when I was a rookie, I kind of put the fear aside, and I went up to him and asked him questions on linebackers he hated to go against. And he always talked about Brian Urlacher and gave me inside things on what he did to frustrate him and do those types of things. And he's always a guy that's super passionate at practice, leading the offense when it needs to be led. My long but trying to short answer, I think he's a guy that everyone loves in the facility, and it's just one of those things that people look at a losing record, and it kind of just goes towards the most well-known guy, and it puts him into a bad light.
Yeah. No, it's
interesting. Yeah, interesting answer.
Yeah, because he's the guy that everybody's going to ask the question of. Mm-hmm. And so, you were there spoiled a little bit as a rookie because you guys go to the NFC Championship games like, oh, we're going to be right back here. Obviously, he got hurt last season, and this season we all know what happened. As you think about Aaron's career and, where it can still go, this move will be good for him. But will it be good for, the rest of you guys as well? Because we always look at it in the context and only talk about it. Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to benefit from having Matt LaFleur there. Are you guys going to also benefit from this?
I think so. I think obviously in different ways. I think for us it builds a new accountability structure for everyone just because it's not something they're comfortable to. And I think it's not just the players, but anybody in the facilities where it's, hey, this guy's new. He's going to be watching over all of us. We need to step up our game that much more because if we're not getting the job done, he's not the guy that brought us in. He's not the guy that gave us an opportunity. He's just going to get another guy that he thinks will get the job done that he wants.
That's a smart way to think about it.
Blake Martinez with us. I'm sorry, Blake. Go ahead, buddy.
No, I don't think that. I think that was a feedback.
That was a little kickback on the Blake Martinez. Martinez, the Packers, with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Blake, we've been talking a lot about offense in the National Football League, and I know that defenses have started to adjust in a way. It puts a lot of pressure on you as a backer, especially if you don't substitute, which I don't think you do all the time. As you've seen the evolution of offenses, you've seen some of these things that you saw in the Pac-12 in college coming to the National Football League. How are you guys addressing that? How are you changing your schemes or changing your approaches towards attacking offense now?
I think it's definitely changed throughout the last couple of years. Just obviously new guys coming in on the offensive end that are adapting and growing the NFL game to be kind of like the college game, a lot of spread out offenses and doing a lot of things like that. I think for the most part it's been big for me because it's made me have to grow my game that much more pre-snap from the making the check, making the adjustments, which was awesome for me this year where Coach Pettine gave me a lot of freedom to do certain things within the defense that would allow me to change things up, given formation recognition, those types of things that would take away some of those college-like plays and give us a good opportunity to stop them, whether it's a zero-yard gain or a big TFL in the backfield.
Nice. Those don't know TFL's tackle for a loss. Now, Blake, Mike Pettine, I was just making sure this was confirmed, and our Sam just said this for me. Mike Pettine is back. So even though you have a new staff, in a sense, and a new head coach, Mike Pettine is coming back. And that's good for you because you've thrived under that. And, in fact, that leads us to the talking point that you're on with Vizio and the TVP, total total performance, most total value performance nominee. You're the only defensive player on this list. It seems like an offensive award. Last year, Alvin Kamara won it because he was, second round pick and won Rookie of the Year. This has got to mean something special to you since you're being recognized with all these offensive, really, really underrated guys.
No, yeah, it's an awesome award. My biggest thing taken from it is being nominated has been awesome for me, just from the standpoint it shows me I'm doing the right thing, and especially being one of the defensive guys or one of the only defensive guys up for it definitely shows me I'm doing something right, and it's one of those things that just gives me another motivation to keep doing what I'm doing and keep working hard, and it'd be awesome to obviously win the award at the end of the day, but like I said, it's still very, very appreciated that I'm up for the award in general.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So fans, by the way, I know we're on out in Wisconsin. Fans, vote for this. It's because it's fan voting. Vizio.com/TVP.
Mm-hmm. And we've got Blake Martinez on the list, Chris Carson, Tyler Boyd, Lindsey from the Broncos, terrific season. Kenny Golladay really starting to round into form. I mentioned a few times Stanford during the interview where you went to school. I thought by now, Blake, David Shaw might kick the tires on the NFL and really give it a try. The longer he stays, the longer and now you don't even really hear his name connected to any. Do you think he's a college lifer?
To be honest, the situation that coaches have at Stanford is probably like the one of the greatest in the country, in the aspect that they get, there's like a given coaches neighborhood housing. Yeah. Everyone gets the given housing for them.
Wow.
The situation you're in, not to boast about Stanford, but the kids that they get in there, you don't have to worry about making the same like correction twice.
Yeah.
Everyone's on their P's and Q's. They're great people, and it's just a great kind of environment to be in.
Yeah,
it's an amazing atmosphere. Yeah, you got to get to a Stanford game, too.
Yeah, no, I've never been out there.
It's a cool tailgating scene. Like I've told you this, like, Blake, I went there to watch Andrew Luck, and they play. I don't know if you remember that Andrew Luck made a play as a receiver against UCLA.
Yeah.
You remember that play against UCLA?
Yep.
I was at that game.
Kind of like the Philly play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And
the Philly special, whatever.
No, I know. And it's so like the tailgating is like cut out within the forest. Like it's a really unique, and it's a beautiful state. It's a beautiful campus. Stanford's a special place.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't oversell Stanford. Stanford is legit.
Yeah, there's
that.
Something to the whole, I got it the first time, you don't need to coach me 5,000 times, which a lot of coaches can't stand. But a player that you played with, kind of, but not really, because I think he was a first year or a freshman when you were about to leave, was Bryce Love. I mean, we just heard he tore his ACL. It sucks for him. But I also think that Stanford made him not – so dependent upon the NFL. He's talked about it and everything else. What kind of pro do you think Bryce is going to be? Because I loved him in college, and it's very hard, as we all know, to rush for 2,000 yards. He did it last year with 2,100. How do you think he's going to be on the next level?
I think he's going to be an awesome player. I think my biggest thing with him is his work ethic. He has all the traits. He's fast, quick, has amazing agility, amazing burst. But his work ethic that he puts in every single day in the weight room. I remember when he first got there, he was a guy that was always down there after practice, getting work in, whether it's recovery or strengthening exercises, doing things after practice. He's just he was a pro right when he stepped in there.
Yeah.
And it's obviously paid off for him. And I know this is a tough situation for him, but there's no person out there that I wouldn't see like him not coming back from this and being 200% stronger.
That's good to hear. Yeah. That's good to hear. So here's how you can vote again as we get ready to say goodbye to Blake Martinez, the Packers linebacker, just finished up his third year, really on a great trajectory. You're about to get paid pretty soon, by the way, brother. I know you know that. You're going to get paid nice. And this award wouldn't hurt, by the way, to put on the resume for your agent's point of view. Go and vote. It is Vizio.com/ MVP, and the award recognizes the player whose on-field performance most exceeds the value of their initial contract. Great start to your career. Nice chat. Good luck with your new coach, and good perspective on Rodgers and McCarthy. Well done, Blake. We enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then the other thing I wanted to add is when you do vote, for me, I'm joking, but when you do vote,
hey, it's nothing wrong with being self-serving, man.
Exactly. When you enter your name, first and last name and email, you enter the vote, you enter yourself a chance to win a 70-inch TV.
Oh, hey, nice.
So basically, when you help me out, I'm helping you out. So
I'm going to vote 37 times during the break. Right. Yeah. I'm not going to stop voting. I'm going to vote all night. We'll get you that award. We'll get that TV for the studio, man.
Deal.
Thank you, Blake. Good luck, brother. Enjoy some downtime, man.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Be good. You got it. Good player.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
He shows up on tape.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.